Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hey everybody, how you doing today? It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and we thought we would do this podcast, but also Facebook Live at the same time. So if you're on Facebook, welcome. If my voice sounds really smoky, it's because I have had a terrible cold for the last 10 days, and that's why I haven't been podcasting. But I wanted to take a minute and give you an update on our campaign. Things are going really well. We're very excited. We're actually in the signature gathering process right now, and that means we have to collect 7,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Now, some of those get thrown out because they're not in district or they're not registered. So that means we have to collect 10,000 signatures. And we actually have volunteers out right now who are knocking on doors and who are helping us with this process. If you want to volunteer, we would love that. Just let Morgan know. You can direct messages our comments. Is everything working, Morgan Pratt? Okay. You can respond in the comments to this video. And Morgan will actually meet you and she'll set you up and you can go out and collect signatures. But I have to tell you, and this is, there's been some disappointing things that I've learned campaigning and running for Congress. And that is how much money plays into this process. It really favors the wealthy. And how can you have a system that is of the people, by the people, and for the people, but it favors the wealthy? I mean, let me give you an example. In order to collect 10,000 signatures in the amount of time that we're given, it's an impossible task to do with volunteers. So we actually have to pay a company to do this. Now we're talking, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's upwards of $70,000 to $100,000 to collect signatures to get on the ballot. Now think about that. People donating to a campaign just to gather signatures. Now, so many of my opponents have had their own money that they can throw into the race, or they've gotten loans, or they have access to traditional Republican funding sources that I don't have access to. So this has been a very difficult process for us. I have to tell you, some amazing people have come forward and they are supporting our campaign, and they have made so many donations of their time and of their money that honestly, it is so heartwarming and it gives me so much faith in this process. But the truth of the matter is this: if we're gonna overcome this situation that favors the wealthy, in my mind, there's only one way to do it. And that's for you as individuals to make small donations to our campaign. If we get enough of these small donations, then we can overcome that gap. So please go to jmacforutah.com, click on the donate link, donate $25, donate $50. Better yet, become a member of our Keystone Club and donate $50 a month or $25 a month. These are things that can really help us out. Now, like I said, I think that the campaign is going well. All the polling that we've done says that we're well in the lead, and we're super excited about that because we believe that we can bring change to Washington, that we can restore civility. I mean, if you watched what happened with the State of the Union address and Nancy Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union behind the president as he speaks, if that's not a representation of how ugly things have become in Washington, nothing is. And I just think that we can do so much better. But if we're gonna do better, we have to choose better. And we have to choose representatives who can go to Washington and who don't attack, who can fight for what they believe without the personal insults and the character assassination. You know me. If you've listened to my show for the last 20 years, you know that's what I do. That's my skill set. I can actually see the arguments from the other side. I can consider what they have to say. I can bring change to Washington, and I can change hearts and minds along the way. As long as I have enough voice and I don't have this cold, then maybe I can do that. So please take a minute and donate to our campaign. Now, if you're saying to yourself, JMAC, I can't donate, I don't have enough money. There are other things that you can do. You can help spread the word on Facebook. You can also, or any social media, but you can also host a cottage meeting. We're asking for you to volunteer. It's really fun. I love to do it. Basically, people offer up their home in your neighborhood. Invite all of your friends and family and neighbors, and I come into your home and I speak and let people know what my vision is, and then I answer questions. It's one of the best ways that we have to get our message out. So if you're willing to host a cottage meeting, reply in the comments here, contact Morgan Pratt. You can email her. Her contact is on jmacforutah.com. Cottage meetings are a great way to help us spread the word. So I just wanted to give you that update. Your support has been so awesome. It's really gotten me through this time of being sick. One other thing. I'm holding, this is an advanced copy right here of Fearless Honesty. This is my biography. Do you want me to hold it up closer? Morgan wants it up closer. My life story. And it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Many of you know my story of homelessness. Many of you know my struggles with extreme social anxiety. Many of you know that I've been fired from jobs before, that I've had foreclosures, that I had a bankruptcy. Many of you know those things that I've gone through. But you also know that I've turned my life around, that I've become an app developer, that I've published books. And so many of you have asked for that story that I finally got together and wrote it down. And we're going to be releasing that book sometime next week. So if you're interested in that, it's available via digital media or via print. If you're interested, let us know in the comments and we'll work out a way to get you a copy. More than anything, I just wanted to say thank you. I want to let you know our campaign is thriving. We're doing very well. And we're so excited about the next few months. But like any campaign, we need your help. So please donate, spread the word on social media, volunteer to host a cottage meeting, or volunteer to go out and help us gather signatures. Only with your help are we going to be able to do this and change hearts and minds and restore civility to Washington. So thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.